great reward for the coaches and everything on the club, and for everybody concerned with the club. It's fantastic, like, for us. And to see her doing so well out there, like, that's her second European medal. She won one last year at the European Juniors in Russia, and to get another one there, that was fantastic, and it was great.
Consistency is key at any level in any sporting discipline, isn't it? But to achieve it on the international stage, it's always tough, but it's a lot of hard work that's gone in, and I'm sure that's very much an evident for yourselves as coaches, not just with Leah, but other boxers in the club as well.
That's right, they all done very well. The team of 19 boxers, like, they trained all through the summer, from the under 18 championships right through, and then they had a week in Dungarvan and Waterford at a training camp as well before they left. So it was busy, just that's the way it was, you know, and they all went in peak condition, like, and all performed very, very well. And they come back with 4 medals from a competition that saw an entry of 339 boxers representing 37 nations. It was fantastic. For, you know, should be proud of themselves, you know, very, very good.
Did you get a chance to see any of Leah's fights on video or anything?
I didn't see none of them at all. I just waited for the results. A couple of other coaches had them, but I just rallied that I wouldn't look in at them. Just be wee bit nerves myself, to tell you the truth. So, just.
I suppose there always is nerves, especially when boxers go abroad, what way the scoring's going to work and everything else. Sometimes it can be a bit up in the clouds.
That's right. Sometimes it can become a lottery, the scoring. As we've seen, like, there were a few very, very tight decisions there, 3-2s that the Irish boxers come out on the wrong side of, you know. So it's hard, like, when they put in so much training and a commitment to it and go there and then come out in a bad decision, like, maybe lost out in the first 32 and they're sitting about then for 8 days. Like, it's tough on the boxers, you know, they put so much into it.
And for yourselves to make the long journey down to Dublin Airport, I mean, it's something you've become familiar with, whether it's coming here for boxers coming home or it's the National Stadium for the fights as well. But there's a good gang down today, and that's great to see. And everyone always supports each other as well.
That's right. Everybody's always looking out for everybody, the same as the boxers do themselves. They look out for one and another. And you get to know all the families in the boxing when you see them in the stadium and one thing and another. And they're all here the day to support each other, like, they're all out for what doesn't whether they won medals or not. Like, it's nice to win a medal, surely, but to be compete in Europe, like, and represent your country at any level is a great feat in its own.
And obviously we've got the youth that's coming through the gates here today after their action abroad, and the adults are out in action as well at the moment. So busy times for boxing on the international stage.
Irish boxing's going through a good phase now at the minute, and hopefully can keep going. The elites is on at the minute in Russia, and they're very, very active as well, you know. So hopefully they can do well whenever that. And then you have the second string, like, this year coming through and all. It's very, very nice, and it's all good for amateur boxing in the country.
And in terms of back home in Rafoe, in the boxing club, you're obviously breeding the next boxers, everybody's training. Any big competitions coming up, anything to keep a note of in the next while?
Well, we have a team going now over the Hull on the 11th of October. They box over in the KC Stadium, the Kingston Suite over there, St. Paul's Boxing Academy in Hull. And then on the 16th of November, we have a team coming over from Tenbury Wells, outside Birmingham, the Paddy Brennan Boxing Academy. So we'll be very busy in the club, you know, in Donegal. And it's all good for boxing. And the Lake of Leah winning a medal now, we'll always draw more young ones under the club and one thing and another. It's all good for boxing, a wee bit of success, breed success, like, so it's all good.
And any special plans for Leah when she comes home?
Well, we'll have a wee bit of a homecoming on Saturday night. We'll have a wee bit of a party. Her grandfather would be the owner of a hotel up in Ballybuffet, the Villa Rose, and we'll have a bit of a do there on Saturday night with the help of God, and the coaches will get treated to a wee drink and all, for they had a very, very hard season. Worked with Leah all through the season, and they done a great job with her. They had her in great condition, and the training camp and all, she was actually come out on top, and unfortunately she didn't go any further. She thought she would have went one better at least than last year, but to come back, as I say, with a medal in such a big competition, great feat for her, and we're very, very proud of her in Donegal.